And the other guy remained armed. And that's where, of course, As a matter of fact, I remember when I was a senior in high school, the principal, and this is a fact, turned out in high school to let us see the U.S. cavalry troop line. This was in 33 when Hitler was building the Panzer Division in the Stupid Alamo.
And we had a horse?
Had a horse carrier. We had 110 tank at West Point. 10 tank. And my brother was there in 33. So I did draw that. You know, they tried General Benton Mitchell. I keep his picture in the office as a reminder.
You know,
the Panzer was there in war.
You know who loved Billy Mitchell? John Rankin.
See, yeah.
I was on the honor committee. And he used to bring up and make a speech. He was the best 1 minute speaker the House ever saw. He always ended it with applause. He used to come on and make a speech about Billy Mitchell all this week. He thought it was
amazing. He probably was. And Mr. Rankin, Mr. President, I remember that when George Patton, I wasn't in Congress, that was the year before we came in here.
Yeah.
George Patton looked up John Rankin.
You never met that?
No, sir. I was Secretary of
Congress.
Did
you? You were
there? Briefly, yes, sir.
Yeah.
But George Patton looked up John Rankin. That was the number one man in Washington he wanted to see. Thank you for standing by him on the floor about that incident system.
Well, listen, I go by him on that. I'll tell you that truth. I didn't know you were Pearson then, but I thought of the unconscionable darn reporting for Pearson, you know, to break
almost.
And he almost broke Patton and also prolonged the war because no other general could have ever made that run that Patton made. Would it?
No, sir.
That's why I never picked him up.
Exactly. And
Bradley was a fine guy, you know, as a corps commander and the rest. But Patton was a great army commander of movement. He understood movement. He was the only
player.
So it's Patton there, and we got to say MacArthur to the Pacific knew that island hopping.
Oh, he's saving a lot of American lives by this island hopping. But
I always wish I'd have met Patton, never knew him.
Oh, I see. I worked at Bradley's headquarters, but I never officially met General Patton. I was just a call and taking messages back and forth, and General Patton would come in. And of course, everybody knew it, you know, you do.
Is that right?
The word spread everywhere. The men loved it. And he was into that war, Mr. President. I'm always convinced.
Yeah.
In September of 44, I had General Bradley, and I liked General Bradley.
He
was in the gasoline. He was already through the Zeker line, and to pull back the Germans made the line, and of course, it cost us 50,000 lives in November, hanging on that line. But you absolutely right. If the Congress cut that budget in the 20s and 30s, down to where we just had nothing, and the horse cavalry trooping around, and if Germany had been what Canada is, we wouldn't have lasted as long as France. I mean, we had nothing. And they'll do it again, Mr. President, if we don't keep some steam up. Every business group I speak to, I'll not only mention Douglas legislation, but I'll wind up on that defense.
And I think the line is the way we got where we are today, a relatively more peaceful world, a chance to build peace, working with the Russians and the Chinese, always recognizing their communist agreement. But the only chance to do it is to be in a position of strength. Go home, be weak. That's what those people understand. That's why it ended in the war in Vietnam, right? You well know. If we hadn't bombed those people,
this war would still be going on.
That's still be going on right now.
President Johnson asked us one time right there in the cabinet room, kept it down there, three of us, Tiger Teague and myself, and the room was, I think, all of us who had been to Vietnam. And we suggested to them ever since 60 to cut my old stuff at high bombing and then step out of the bombing. You absolutely.
If Johnson had done that in 67, he would have won and he would have been elected.
Yes.
He would not have been the McCarthy of it.
That's right. I believe that.
Well, let me, on an interesting thing, I know you've talked all these things out with our fellows, and I know that the terrific pressure you've got and so forth. Let me, and I know my time. The problem we've got here, of course, is a money problem. On the other hand, we want to, in a veteran's thing, give us a little time. I've told the boys to see what they can to try to work out, you know, something that the committee can support. I don't want, frankly, I just don't want to have the first bill made on them that they're patriotism. It reminds them that this is a good country. It reminds them that we got to stand by our veterans. And I'm all for it. We're on the same line, if you understand. I simply have a problem that some of these bills that are in your committee at the present time, or in Congress, are beyond what I was able to sign before. And I would appreciate it if you would consider, talking with our boys, seeing if we can't cooperate on the thing, rather than simply end up in a bloody confrontation. The pressure is going to be pretty great, I think. I mean, it's a veterans organization, some here in leadership and so forth, because they were. And I understand why on the other side the best way to embarrass the president is to stick some bill down here, you can't be. And I understand that too.
And the funny point is, I am for the veterans. You don't know that.
You don't have any of these iron bills or the bills are just tough. But have you got any thoughts that you want to add as to what we can on these bills that you?
Yes, sir. We've got some specific difficulties with them, which
I don't know about that. What about negotiations?
But we would like to work with the chairman and see if we can't get these bills in a position where they would be, I think, easier for you to sign. Right. And we're talking about the expenditure of money here. It seems to me that we look at some of these bills that basically they don't really get a helping to be a non-veteran. And so if you're talking about putting resources against a specific veterans group, maybe we'd be better to see if we can do some things that will help the VA.
And what we do for Vietnam veterans.
Oh, the
VA. And what we do for Vietnam veterans and for disabled. Now, of course, the problem of providing for the dependents of disabled, that's a real crunch. There is.
Yes, sir, it is.
That's a new brand.
The whole dependents business is a breakthrough. Of course, that's in one of those bills that really opens up the veteran's medical system, and you wonder whether or not, in fact, the veteran doesn't suffer more when you open the system up than if the system is just really there to serve the veteran only. And that's
not even on veterans. What I would like to see explored is this: how can we take our available resources and even add to those resources and do more for Vietnam veterans than we've done? If you could do that, then it gives us something we can be for. And I don't know whether you could find something we could do there or not, but that's what I would like to do, because I want to do something for those Vietnam veterans. See, we're praising the POWs, and we should. Good God, they're great men. And, I think when you think of that, people might talk yesterday, the rights are spent 4 years, right? 4 years in solitary. 4 years, never saw another living soul.
Yeah, I haven't seen that since.
How do you look at it? Except the captain on it. Four stinking years. Two meals a day. No eating. Nothing. For 4 years. God, they're great men. But anyway, they'll be well taken care of. The whole nation wants to take care of them. But boy, I'm thinking of that poor guy of those 2.5 that went back and got to get jobs for those. And I think of those disabled guys.
Right.
Those disabled guys, Vietnam guys. Listen, there isn't anything that we shouldn't do for that, believe me. Anything. That's what my philosophy is.
Well, there is, some dissension and concern among you Vietnam veterans that we aren't doing enough for the younger. And I'm glad you buried that report of recommendation on cutting the disabled.
Well, they fired that guy, but that was probably the first. I don't know.
That got out with
I don't know why that got out. I can't understand that kind of disloyalty in the administration.
No.
I think he was trying to screw us. He's as close as about 30 seconds from this office. And I told him, remember, I remarked on that news summary a dozen times, I said,
yes, sir.
I said, we've got to do the right thing by these veterans. I said, I have a stance on these bills, but I thought, I'm not going to be in a position of being against. I'm not being for veterans charity, but particularly being non-veteran and disabled veterans. Now, that's my philosophy. Now, how we do it is a question. You've got to address yourself to. Who's our Republican?
Hammerstein.
He's a business guy.
Yes, sir. He's right with me, and he's the right.
He told us a matter of fact. He knows we're being. It was all for it. But I felt that it was important. We see you along.
Mr. President, briefly, I can't do this now. I'll be perfectly frank with you.
No, sure.
And on that, bill that passed the Senate, the one the president vetoed on medical grant, they want to pass that. And I know your objection to that, of course, is that the dependents of totally disabled veterans will get medical care. But here's their argument. They say, well, you've got military people, you know, colonels and officers and all that, whose wives can go to the military hospital. And it's kind of a hard argument to answer. Yet here's a guy that's deceased, and his dependents can't get in a VA hospital. But that's the argument there. That's pretty hard to overcome. I think we'll pass that bill, and the one on cemeteries. But I can do this. I won't hit this up there on your side of the aisle. I mean, yeah, it's going around and gotten 100 people to sponsor a bill that would cost $400 million. That is, on the 20% increase in Social Security, take care of everybody. Well, we'll have to have something, maybe a little increase in the allowable income, something like that. But I just can't go along with costing something to cost that much money. And, of course, this committee is a nonpartisan committee. I cannot ever recall a partisan vote. But this I can help you on. And if they start that pension business, this you know how impossible it is.
We were against it before.
I know it.
Afterward.
I can help. We may have to work out something there. Maybe a little increase in the pension something. But if you take care of everybody who lost income because of the 20% increase, it costs $420
million. What is this on this medical care thing? Do you think you're going to pass that in its present form?
Well, sir, we would like to work with the chairman.
I love you.
We are more powerful for the administration of the head, and of course, we would hope we can.
On the trial, you give them a chance to work.
Yes,
I'd like to try to get that thing on a basis that we don't have to knock her down.
I think the timing of this is important, too. I think if we can work with you, if we can get that so that as whatever it may be, as a veteran's bill is regarded as that, as opposed to something that is sent down here as a part of some effort to bust the budget, I think that would be important too.
And the veteran's bill is considered separate from the other budget bills.
Yes, sir. I think that
absolutely.
That
would be absolutely.
To everybody. Though.
I don't want to veto veteran's bills with something on OEO. I am looking at it.
What did you know about that?
How was I going to veto OEO?
But I'm sure I can help you on that. And this is, I mean, we're getting letters by the thousands from all over the country saying, do something. We lost some of my patients because of the 20% increase in Social Security. Mm-hmm. And there's a tremendous pressure there. But I think I can work out something with you on that.
All right, well,
and also, on, you know, the biggest pop up every year, a general patient. Straight across the board, patients for everybody. Well, this was bankrupt.
Yeah.
You know, we had one, Mr. President, that passed the House back in the 50s. You left, you moved over the Senate. And you didn't get those bills due as long as Harry Bird lived.
Thank God.
But now you've got people in the Senate that are worse than we are in the House. They had $45 million on the little $5 million drug deal.
Let me tell you something. I told Scott Porter the other day. You was done. You were having all the time to sign the budget and so forth. What's the bond veterans? I said, now you. I said, I answered that. I said, we're not going to ask, we're not going to put you to the task of trying to get the Senate's thing to, because I know the Senate's irresponsible. I said,
Jerry, the house is expensive.
I said, all right, we're going to get you to get in the house. He said, you know, look, back in those days, you know, we in the house, we were the radicals, they thought, and we worked to a certain extent. We passed on. And then go over to the Senate, and then Bob Taft, and Harry Gerger, and Walter George, and those fellows in getting together, and they cool it off. Today, you pass something in the House, they send it to the Senate, those jackasses, and they come back. Well, it's impossible. And then the House has to take the heat, and the House comes up every 2 years. Why does it matter what the United States Senate are you talking about?
What's not? I don't know. It's just not like it used to be. Even McKinley, Wary, and Walls.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Work with strong men. Yeah.
Strong
Southern Democrats. We'd get them meeting with those fellows every so often. On the budget and on holding down expenses. But man, it's just the other way around.
They let go.
Oh, Mr. President, I can't help you on that pension business. I know. You know, Ty D has done a good job over the years.
Yes, I know.
He was tough. You know, they called T and myself. All kind of names because we wouldn't go. I mean, people all over this country said we were worse than Khrushchev, all these one out. And but that thing is bankrupt the country. I can help you on that, and I can help you on this other thing too, which is tremendous. And well, we've got to do something. But what we do is most important. Well, that thing can get out. Ain't matter. No, so the Social Security tells that thing, the cost of that can be astronomical. And on to that thing, I do want to talk with you about it.
If we can spread going through that with not only me, but some of the experts as well, maybe there's something we can do. It's worth taking a crack at.
What about drug dealing?
Well, you know, it didn't pass last year. It didn't get down here. But the Senate had $45 million. And I'm a drug trooper. It was just $5 million in connection with your present media hospital system just planning to take care of these fellows, and ultimately we had, and I don't know, Mr. President, but we felt that a fellow that even with a dishonorable discharge in Vietnam, if for no other reason other than drug addiction, he should be treated if his service was otherwise honorable. Now, of course, some of those people, you know, they get out and commit other crimes, and it's almost impossible. But that was in the bill.
And this is another one, I believe, that we can.
And
you clean up the Senate version somewhat.
I hope so. Because, well, you know, they had all kinds of stuff. They had Senator Fairman, my own senator. Well, my district had some pension business on a bill last year with the House.
Well, it's good to see you. It's good to see you, Mr. Brad. I appreciate it. Coming down.
Well, I'm going to help you on some other things too, if I possibly
can. We'll send you down the picture if you would like to have a
picture, sir.
So I'm glad to have all kinds of tape with you then.
And I sent you a little invitation. If you can omit it due to qualify the reception in the caucus room, you'll get it.
Oh, for Secretary Dan. The South Carolina.
Oh, okay. And the delegation in the building.
All right.
I'm one of your best members of your family.
Yes, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Goodbye, Mr.
Take care.
Welcome.
Thanks, sir.
I realize when you came to the Congress together.
He
was on one. Yes, sir. We had a great time.
President Nixon,
we had a great time.
Kennedy and President Johnson all sent a.
We all served.
Johnson, Kennedy was with us.
Our
Johnson had been there a few years, and then he went to the Senate in 48.
Mr. President, what was that story about some businessman and his son in the gallery wanted to you?
And then Kennedy said, you know, one of those fellows may be president. We all agree.
Listen, you could have made a lot of money with that kind of effect, don't you?
Why
didn't they think of it?
there is, you know, some distinction and concern among you Vietnam veterans that we aren't doing enough for the younger. And I'm glad you buried that report of recommendation on cutting the disabled.
Well, they fired a guy, but that was probably the first
I don't know. Yeah, they buried that. Okay, yeah, that
I
don't
know.
That was the United.
Well, that got out with, you know, nobody's
in the word. I don't know why, but I can't understand that kind of disloyalty in the administration.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to screw us.
Yeah, sure.
I think
it was a very
money.
Why? I heard he had,
wasn't money then. Oh, he wasn't enough money involved.
Well, he knew it would be embarrassing to you, and I think that's why it got out. So.
He got out too.
Yes, sir.
Well, you were right about that, and you got the credit too for starting that thing. It was just people were calling me all over the country.
On anything like this, you would do this, right? You can always call Ken on the veterans. I put the law right in him. And you call him direct, he's as close as about 30 seconds from this office. And I told him, remember I marked on that news summary a dozen times, I see
his sir.
I say, we have got to do the right thing by these veterans. And I said, I understand some of these bills, but that $5, I'm not going to be in a position of being against. I'm not being for
right.
Veterans County, but particularly being on veterans and disabled veterans. Now, that's my philosophy. Now, how we do it is a question. You've got to address yourself.